Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to our program, Bible, meaning basic instructions before leaving Earth. I'm the host, Brother Lewis Parker IV. Brother Lewis Parker IV is the minister of the church that hosts this program, Daria Luke, Church of Christ. I'm Brother Lewis Parker Jr., evangelistic minister. And we surely appreciate all of our listeners. And we hope, trust, and pray that you will call in if you have a question, or call in if you'd like to have a statement. Just press button number one as we begin. And we're going to open up with the teachings that are very important. Now, we have Brother Johnson and Brother Williams. They're from Wharton. They're on the program, and they're waiting. But there was just something on my heart I had to get out tonight. And that is that we have a ghetto diploma in America. We have the pimping, got a BA degree in that. Hustling, a master's of art degree. Weed smoking and dope, PhD degree. Gambling, PhD degree. Chilling, BA degree. Clubbing, PhD degree. All of these ghetto diploma degrees are out here. But we must understand, this institution must be terminated. We are not creating a situation of a religious organization. Both Jews and Gentiles are invited. We are here with zigzags, cigarillos, black and mild, wine berry, Swisher sweets, strawberry, grape, and vanilla, and fake weed. We must establish a moral order now. This situation must be destroyed as Americans. Our politicians got to get their mind together. We've got to reestablish moral order in America. If you look at the news every day, you find all kinds of foolishness loose in America now. Only because we're no more one nation under God. We're one nation under Satan, gone to hell. Now, this is as the believers believe it. Those of us that are members of the one true church, the only church in the Bible, Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38, the church of Christ. We're going to have to get straight and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We must clean it up. Preachers, if you can't preach the gospel and you get it for the money and the honey, sit your rump down somewhere on a stump. You're not even fit to be in the pulpit. Get out and straighten up and fly right. Romans 1. It explains everything to us. We're in the latter part, Romans 1, chapter 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, look at us now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This country now can care less about a God. It's all about power and might and taking over and running folks and make them do what you want to do. It's no longer one nation under God. You know, that really was working for us. One nation under God. We had worldly preachers. That churches weren't found in the Bible, but they taught the members how to be moral and how to respect one another. Now we got the churches out in the world, the churches out there selling dope and everything else, doing some of anything and everything that they want to. Church has become a Sunday morning nightclub. A lot of the people that go to that, they just left the nightclub or a hotel after they stayed in a nightclub. They closed at 2 o'clock. They went to a hotel, a motel, or some kind of place, and they were laying up with each other, a male with a male, or even a woman with a woman. Right now, that man with man is going crazy in America. But they do that, and they go to church. After they've laid up in them hotels, motel holiday inns, and the sticks and the bushes, and the back seat of cars, and everything, go to church Sunday morning to a Sunday morning nightclub and have a good time. We've got to get out of that situation. We've got to reestablish moral order. Paul said in verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. You see that? All these things are beginning to happen in America. And that natural affection is gone from men and women. Implacable. Unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. We have some people that are having a lot of fun looking at this foolishness going on in America. Listen, we are hell bound as a country. Our enemy know it. When you look around in America, almost every store, you see somebody from across the other part of the world running the stores, running the gas stations, and they're here just waiting to take over. That's a shame, and a low-down shame at that. You know, we had one attack that they said that they would have just bombed the United States government. Washington, D.C., they could have gone on in there and taken over America. Listen, we are not going to stand as a great nation much longer if we do not change. We've got to change. This country is embracing all of the wickedness that it can. I was at the news just this morning. An older man raped a little boy and killed him. Raped him and killed him. Hey, so much hell going on in America now. It's totally pathetic. We are a dishonorable country. In the sight of God, we are dishonorable, disgodly, ungodly. Why? Because we announce that we are. Our supreme authority announced that we are a holistic nation, one of the most nasty, wicked things on earth, is what we embrace now. A man can marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman. We are now the new Sodom and Gomorrah. We have embraced it. It's authoritative here. Men with men, women with women, we are the new Sodom and Gomorrah. Now you're going to find more of those men who are gay, raping little boys, like I heard on television just tonight. Raping little boys. Women are going to be raping girls. Let me tell you something. study your signs, you will find out that women who call themselves lesbians can lay with each other, walk away and marry a man and have babies and forget about that other woman. But once men get with men, they change them all together. Scientific fact. Because the way they have sex, they claim, is in the in our rectum. And then they go in there and touch an organ that releases the fluid there. And then the man gets that sensitivity and feminine thing into him. He wanna act like a woman, be like a woman, walk like a woman, dress like a woman. Amen.
Amen.
I saw a bunch of them in a store one day with dresses and wigs on, men, but they had beards with the dresses and the wigs, hollering and carrying on, raising hell up in the store. We got to watch out. Men that are straight going to have to be careful. We're getting licensed to get guns, get you a license to carry your gun. And if you have to get your other license to openly carry it, because it's going to be a lot of raping men who are gay, raping men who are straight. We're in the midst of nothing but hell in America. And don't even realize it. Some of the people that are running out of corner stores and stuff from Indian places, I've talked with several of them, and they say they once went through this in their country, and they can see it happen in America. It was terrible. They were descendants of those people that were raped and chained, and the country fell. Listen, America, straighten up and fly right. And whatever you do, I don't care who you vote for, don't vote for Hillary Clinton, because she's embracing all of this foolishness. Every bit of it. But listen, regardless of the circumstances, if you are a member of the body of Christ, the church of Christ, you are a member of that church in Acts chapter 2, who heard the gospel, believed the gospel, repented of their sins, confessed Christ to be the Son of God, and were baptized into the church, became members. God added them to the church of Christ. Listen, America, please wake up. Let's stop the foolishness. You told us that we were one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Not the foolishness that you're talking about is liberty and justice for all. A man that was born a man on his birth certificate, he said he was a male, on a woman she was a female, but now they got a right to be a man with all the things a man got. He can be a female now. A woman who is a pure woman, she can be a male now. We are on the way to hell as a nation. But the members, true members of the Church of Christ, will be spared by the hand of God. Even in the Old Testament, when they were in the midst of hell in other countries, God spared them, and God will spare us. We have hoped us to raise those that are listening, that they'll obey the gospel and become a member of the Church of Christ. I will turn you over now to Brother, is that William Johnson?
Yes, I'm right here.
Brother Johnson?
I'm ready to go.
A Warden, Texas. You're not pronounce the name of the church. Yes, sir. Come on in and pronounce it. Yes, sir.
Yes, I was just sitting here listening to what you were saying.
Yes.
This is a bad situation where the nation and the world has done turned their whole back on God. But I tell you what, before it's over with, They're gonna cry out one day and gonna be lost.
Amen.
Because the Bible tells us we need to get together.
Amen.
God's church is gonna stand regardless of how we feel or what we think.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in the last days, in 2 Timothy 3, begin at verse 1 and following.
Amen.
Now, also that in the latter days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves,
covetous,
proud, blaspheming, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without a natural affection, true breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fiery,
mind
of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God.
Amen.
Godliness, but denied the power thereof. From such turn away.
Amen.
For the source of, excuse me, for others of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captivity of silly women, led away with sin. Always a God for us. Ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. We got folk learning everything in the world, but they ain't learning the word of God.
Amen.
Men are lost. All
hello? Hello, Brother Brown. Hello, Brother Parker.
Brother Lewis Parker. This is Brother Williams. Brother Johnson, hello?
Yeah, Brother Williams, go ahead. I don't know what happened. Everybody got disconnected. But go ahead.
Okay. We kept trying to call back in and kept hanging up.
Yes, sir. I don't know what happened, but you go ahead.
All right. Brother Johnson wants to come finish his sermonette, and we'll talk in a minute. Here you go, Brother Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I got cut off too. I can hear.
Okay.
It's Brother Parker.
This is Brother Johnson here now.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Don't worry about that. More. Keep going.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, yes sir. I can.
Okay.
Brother Johnson, we're real?
Yeah, we're here. We here.
Okay. Okay, good.
Okay. Now listen to this. It says this is Peter talking. I just got through talking about Paul. Listen to what Peter got to say. It says this is the second epistle, beloved. I now write unto you. I'm coming out of 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. He says,
amen.
So beloved, I know now, I write unto you in both. I disturb your pure mind by the way of remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
That ye be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets of the commandment of us, the apostles of our Lord and Savior.
Lord,
there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust,
mm-hmm.
and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers have fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. They willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Verse 6, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished, but the heavens and the earth are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment,
mm-hmm.
and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but of long suffering towards not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's what God expects of all men to do, is to come to repentance and obey the gospel. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, though he were a son, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. He became the finisher of our salvation to them that obey him. If we do not obey God, it doesn't matter what the politicians or the world say. It's not about them. It's about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We need to go back to the Bible and see what God has to say about this. We all hung up on what men saying and not what God saying. God just told us what to do, how to do it, and expects us to do it. And Mark chapter verse 15 and 16, and he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That message applied to us today. It has not changed. God is interested in saving souls and not bodies of flesh. Huh?
Yes.
Man.
It happened, men that got into the philosophy world and write up their own books and telling us that all you got to do is read my book and you'll be saved.
Mm.
Well, I can't follow that philosophy. I can only follow what God said to do. In Matthew 28, beginning at verse 18 through 20, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. teaching them to observe all things. Lo, I am with you even until the end of the world. Men don't want to go back to the basics. They want to be so predictable and so well educated and think in God, and they don't realize that they don't realize that God is never asleep. God is awake all night long, looking down on the creation of mankind. Mankind cannot outthink God. If he thinks that, he's dreaming, because his mind ain't good enough. God created him. Create God. That's why man messing himself up at. Listening to too many philosophers and not listening to the word of God. You see, when we don't listen to the word of God, we're going to fail God.
Man.
You see, that's what happened, Brother Parker. You see, God made a statement to Nicodemus. I love reading that story because it tells me right off the top what Nicodemus had to do to be saved. The Bible tells me that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. And he said, we know that thou art a teacher that come from God, because no man can do these miracles except God be with him.
Amen.
Except God be with him. See, God and Jesus are one, and he was with him.
Yes.
Now watch this. Nicodemus was wondering about something. Jesus told him, a man must be born again. But Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again? Can he enter the to his mother's womb? But Jesus gave him the straight up answer. I love the way Jesus presented it. He said, verily, verily, except a man be born of two things, water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Man cannot enter it. If man don't obey the gospel, he will be lost for eternity. We so hung up on telling folk how to be saved, but we don't give them the scriptures what to say to be saved. Here, let me tell you. A lot of folk got knowledge, but they don't have God knowledge.
Amen.
They got knowledge of the world and trying to bring it in, bring their knowledge into God's world. It won't work.
Yes.
You see, worldly knowledge is not God's consideration. Spiritual knowledge is what God wants man to have, to know how to live.
Yes.
And know how to walk right.
Amen.
And pray right and sing right, as they say. Follow God's example. Do like the people did in Nehemiah's day. They said, let's go back to the book.
Yes.
Amen.
Chapter 8, verses 1 through 8. They went back to the book to find out what they had to do.
Yes.
Man today needs to go back to the book and find out what he got to do.
Man.
See, if you want to preach the gospel to people, you got to take it to them. They're not coming to you for no true gospel. You got people right in your own neighborhood need to hear what God got to say.
Amen.
See, we complain about everything, but we ain't preaching the gospel like we should.
All right.
Amen.
All this complaining ain't going to get it done.
Amen.
We can and be ready when the denomination will come towards us. And 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, he says, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Be always ready to give an answer to every man that asketh of thee with meekness and in fear. If you're not ready, you can't give an answer.
All right. Amen.
You see, men can't answer out of the scriptures because they don't study the scriptures. I remember back in the day when we could set up Bible studies and go to an individual and talk about the word of God. Now the man wants to turn around and come to tell us how to do the word of God. The false teacher wants to teach us, and they don't have the truth, so how are they going to teach us?
Well,
amen.
If I don't have the truth, I can't teach you.
Amen.
Amen.
If I know the truth, I still can't teach you. Huh? And Ezra, chapter 7 and verse 10, it says Ezra prepared his heart to teach the statutes of God.
Yes.
Well, what we going to do today? We got to prepare our hearts to be able to teach the people the truth of the gospel. The Bible only saves soul, not flesh and blood. Flesh and blood cannot go to heaven. God showed us that in his word. If you think you're going to heaven in this body that you're in now, you're mistaken of it, because God has already told us we cannot do that. We got to be prepared to teach the people the truth. When a person comes to you, ready to drop that bomb on him.
Yes.
Drop it heavy, because they coming tight and you got to come tighter.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
You see, God is nothing to play with. I'm telling you like it is. We got too many of our so-called brethren in the churches of Christ today. This is my church. Well, I don't read that in this book. Huh? We don't have a church. We are the church. Huh?
Amen.
You see, the Bible tells me the kingdom is already here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
The Bible says that. And Luke 22 and verse number 16, the kingdom is already here. It's been here.
Yes.
And it's not going anywhere. And Mark 9, chapter 1, tell me right, I mean, verse 1, tell me right there that the kingdom is already here set up. All we got to do is get in it.
Amen.
See, that's our biggest problem. We don't want to get in the real kingdom. We allow Satan to run his little trap games on us.
Amen.
We know better. We know his devices. Yeah. The Bible tells me in 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, and verse 11, we know Satan's devices. Mm-hmm. Other words, we know his tricks.
Yep.
We know what he's capable of doing, but we go along with the program. We say, oh, well, you know, it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay with God. He says, now I done showed you what you have to be saved. From the book, and you don't do it, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
It's plain and simple.
Right.
You see, we got men. Let me tell you something. I ain't voting for either one of them. I was very straight about me. I ain't voting for Hillary, and I ain't voting for Trump. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the children of Israel got in that same difficult problem over there in 1 Samuel chapter 12, beginning at verse 1 through 14. They had the real king. They didn't want God. No, they didn't want Jesus Christ. They wanted an earthly king.
Yeah.
We that's the same problem we got today. We want an earthly king. We don't want Jesus Christ, because we want Jesus Christ to go back to the book.
Yeah. Amen.
We go to the word and find out where, how to live.
That's
see, you know what? Let me tell you something, brethren. We don't know how to live until we get in Christ.
Amen.
We don't know how to live until we get in Christ. I had to learn that lesson when I was a young man. I thought I was living, Brother Parker, when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And getting close to my 20s, I said, oh, I'm living. I was dying all
Amen.
The time. Why was I dying? I didn't know Jesus Christ. I was
Amen.
In sin.
Yeah.
I was in trouble with God. You see, we are in trouble with God, but we in sin.
Yes.
We are more in trouble with God than we are with the law. Because the law
Amen.
Is out there, you may get out one day. But if you in sin, you go to hell, you never get out.
That's right.
Amen.
He's still forever and eternity. God is not going to let you out.
Amen.
That's the difference what I look at.
All right.
You see, men want to come to God. Now, this is another thing, look at this, Brother Parker, Brother Williams. Men want to come to God, but they don't want to do what God says.
Yeah.
Amen.
God said be baptized into Christ.
Amen.
They argue with you. Well, I can't see that, Brother Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God didn't tell you to say anything. He told you what to do.
Have
faith in Jesus Christ
Amen.
To do what he said. He didn't tell you
Amen.
Hop over benches and act crazy. All you got to do is step out on faith and obey the gospel.
Amen.
and let the preacher take you down in the water, and let Jesus Christ take away your sins.
That's it.
Amen.
That's too simple, too plain. But we got people in the world can learn anything from mathematics to prophetic science, but when it comes to the word of God, they got to act crazy.
Amen.
Act a fool over it. And I'll tell you why they act a fool. Because they don't want us to teach them nothing, but they want to do all the teaching. And what they don't teach it, and they don't teach it themselves.
Yeah.
That's their problem. Then we got mockers. We got scoffers, as Peter said.
Yes.
And when we tell them the truth, they go back and mock God's word, or they try to say the same thing you say. We had a woman up here, Brother Parker. Brother William was preaching one Sunday. And every word that Brother William was saying, the woman was trying to repeat it. What she was trying to do, distract the
woman.
But you know what? I said to myself, one day she's going to do that, and God's going to knock her to her knees, or he's a killer one.
Yeah.
Because you don't mock God's ministers like that. You don't mock God's ministers like that.
Yes.
If I don't want to say, Brother Parker, I just believe in coming there and listen at all.
Yeah.
I'd be better off by listening at all. But I come in there and I sit there at another table and I start mocking you. That's a sin before God. And God is not going to do it. We think when you wake up, you better wake up. Everybody better wake up because, boy, the time is winding up so fast. Every day, folks are leaving here, dying without Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know how to paper the obituary column a Church of Christ member. All you see is denominational members.
Yeah.
Amen.
Or Catholics or whatever they may be. But they're not in Christ. See,
amen.
The problem and the people don't see it. They're blind to it. The Bible is in Christ.
Amen.
The Baptist, the Methodist, the Jehovah Witness, the Seventh-day Adventist, it says in Christ. What?
Amen.
Because you've got a problem with that. And it's in all the Bible. It's in the denominational Bible. And they say, well, you don't get different in the name. Well, if that's the case, why did the Apostle Peter preach that and Luke recorded what Peter said from the Holy Spirit? He said, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven. Young man, why about we must be saved? Because there's no salvation in those names. I'm looking for salvation. Where is salvation at then? If it's not in what Peter just recorded and we're saying, it's got to be in Christ. That's your last resort. We got folks don't want to hear that. Then we tell them about Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9 through 11. And they get an attitude with that. All the scripture that we give is an attitude with it.
Yes.
The Bible says God has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name.
Amen.
The Baptist, the Methodist, the Catholic, the Jehovah Witness, the Seventh-day Adventist, the Presbyterian.
Yes.
Above every name. Above me and your name. So what's wrong? When the Bible says something, but you know what the problem with the world is? They're not honest with their own self and not honest towards God and their salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
And Psalm 119, verse 155, the Bible says salvation is far from the wicked. See, the wicked can't even deal with salvation. They don't even have it. They can't even get to it.
Yeah.
Amen.
God's will.
Amen.
When do we receive salvation? When we obey the gospel.
Amen.
The people Pentecost, when they heard the first gospel sermon, they obeyed. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is salvation. salvation has been brought down to all men, but all men won't receive it.
That's right.
Amen.
You see, men refuse to do what God says. But see, God's going to wind it up in a minute, Brother Parker. He's going to wind it up, wind up the ship. And he's going to call his people home. He's going to say, come on up. And then the rest of the world is going to be lost. Because God keep on that must stay down here forever.
Nope.
Sooner or later, he's going to call us up. And you, if you ain't in Christ and ain't ran the name Christ, you can close the book then because it's all over with. Because God already looks at the process of the book every day. He writes in the book every day. What you don't do and you don't straighten out while you down here, you can't straighten it out after death.
Amen.
Amen.
All for eternity. See, what man failed to realize, God knew that he was going to send a Savior. And man failed to realize Jesus Christ is the only one can save him.
That's right.
Nothing else on this green earth can save mankind. If we don't get in Christ by being buried with him in baptism, Colossians 2 and verse 12, and letting God operate on our mind and cut away the sin, we'll never please God. And God will not hear us.
Amen.
See, we got a lot of people teaching that and that, but that ain't true. God don't hear sinners. Because if he hears sinners, why do we stand there? Think about it for a minute. Why do we stand there? If he hears the sinner, where do we stand?
All right.
You see, when Peter preached that gospel sermon, Peter didn't tell nobody on the day of Pentecost to preach the prayer of sinner's prayer. Sinner's prayer. You see, Joel Osteen and all these preachers now pray a sinner's prayer. Well, how can he pray a sinner's prayer and God don't hear him? You see, if God don't hear you, then you praying for nothing. You on your knees for nothing.
Amen.
The prayers won't even go above your head. You on your knees wasting time. Like Brother William said, you just wasting time.
Yes,
you see,
amen.
You got to be in Christ for Christ to hear you.
The Bible,
he takes the prayers of the saints to God. In Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 26 and 27. And God looks at the prayer.
Yes.
And when God looks at it, he's going to answer it or he's not. And if he don't answer it, don't worry about it because he knows what he's doing. And if he answers it, thank God that he answered it. But I can guarantee you he will not answer no sinner.
Right.
So,
amen.
Let me show you something. There was a person one time tried to pull this on me. Well, what about Paul? I said, what about him? Well, he was down there 3 days, 3 nights praying. I said, that's all he was doing on his knees, praying.
Yeah.
And God did not answer the prayer. He was looking at the man praying. Just like
I
said, on the wall, and it can't move. Huh?
Yes.
See, the man was on his knees, and God saw that he needed something. He was missing something. He's trying to preach it to tell him what to do. God wouldn't even tell him what to do. God wouldn't tell him what to do to be saved.
That's right.
And a preacher came to the man and told him what to do to be saved. He said, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins.
Amen. Wash
away thy sins. Calling on the name. When did he call on the name of the Lord? When he obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
He didn't call on the name verbatim. He called on the Lord by doing something.
That's right.
You see, we got a lot of folks jumping up here calling on the Lord and they ain't doing nothing. You got to do something with your faith. You tell me you got faith in God and don't do nothing with you ain't got faith. You dead and you gonna stay dead. You walk around here dead in Christ, outside of Christ.
Amen.
God has told us how to do it, and here's the book. The book of instruction, as we all say.
Yes.
God's word will not fail. It's going to be here. Yeah. But the Bible's still going to be here. The Bible says it is. And Matthew 24:35, Jesus said right there, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand.
Nah.
And then we got some people, I got a personal relationship with God and some such things, even in the Bible.
Amen.
No personal relationship with God. Either you are in Christ or you're not.
Yes.
But we got preachers teaching
us.
God did not set no person kingdom. He said, get in it. And if you don't get in, you're going to be lost for eternity.
Amen.
Paul made a choice just like we made a choice.
Mm-hmm.
He either obeyed God or he would have rejected it.
That's right.
But I found Paul, because he's my hero in the Bible, because when he said, Lord, what was I have me to do? God didn't tell him anything.
Amen.
He's got a preacher telling Brother Parker, and the preacher told him what to do.
Yeah.
You see, that's what's the problem today. People jumping up here talking about, I found Jesus on a mountain. I found Jesus on a hill. I found Jesus in the box. They ain't found nothing but an empty valley and an empty tomb. They ain't found Jesus nowhere, because Jesus was never lost. How you going to find Jesus when he never was lost?
Amen.
In Luke, the 19th chapter, and verse 9 and 10, he said, I come to seek and to save that which is lost. That's talking about we lost.
Amen.
We are lost for eternity. We need Jesus. Jesus don't need us. Jesus in heaven. John 6, verse 62. He comes back in the same place I was at first. Why are you at?
Amen.
We got to stay to get there.
Amen.
We got to stand up.
Amen.
Brethren, let me say this to you. I'm going to say it as marvelous as I can. If we don't stay with God, we're going to hell.
Amen.
That's the sad way it is. If you don't stay with Jesus, go on to hell.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not playing with us.
Dude.
When we got in, he didn't tell us. If you read his word right, he said in 1 Peter 4, verses 1 and 2, you're going to suffer.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Gonna
Amen.
Suffer. Get ready for it. We're going to be talked about. We're going to be lied on. We're going to be called everything but our name. But you stay with the word of God.
Yes.
You serve him best you can. You are Christ like now.
Man.
And you got to follow his way and not my way.
Amen.
God is able. If you want to be saved, you got to go by the instructions of the book.
All right. Amen.
You got to go by.
Amen.
God done put it in the book.
Yes.
God, and let me tell you something, brethren. God ain't sinning, nothing else. Jesus
Amen.
Done walked the earth for 33 years. Jesus ain't coming back down here for nothing. He ain't setting up nothing down here. And if you don't get it right while you down here, you ain't going to never get it right after you leave here.
Amen.
So, and after death, Hebrews 9:27, the judgment, the final judgment. The judgment that he going to open the book. And Lord have mercy. I think about it every day and every night when I be sitting in my wheelchair and I be sitting in the house, Brother Parker. I be thinking about it, Lord.
Yes.
Sitting up there with your pen, writing down things about me. And I know you judging me. If I'm thinking wrong, you judging me for that.
That's
if I'm thinking right, you judging me for that. So the only thing I can do is keep an open mind for God. Keep a clear heart.
Amen.
Keep the heart clean and pure before him. Because if you die in your sin, you have had it.
Amen.
Chapter 8 and verse 21 through 24, Jesus said you can't come where I'm at if you die in your sin.
That's right.
Amen.
You fall for eternity.
Yeah.
Jesus said when he comes back, he said he ain't going to do the separation.
That's right.
When he do the separation, see, what I love about God's word, can't no man put me out of church.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
No man can put
Amen.
You out of church. I'm not talking about a church giving. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a spiritual kingdom. Can't no man put me out. That's why I was saying to Brother William when we left for Mo now, Brother Scholar couldn't put us out. We left because the situation was sin over there.
Yes.
And when sin was in the camp, It's time for somebody to go.
That's right.
See, I ain't going
Amen.
To hell. I go to hell by myself.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't have to go there. Just go on down there. Huh?
Yeah.
We got a lot of folks going to go to hell trying to stay in a building, Brother William, and they ain't doing nothing about their soul.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know Jesus.
Amen.
And the Church of Christ going to end up going there, too, because we got folks playing with God, won't repent towards his own brother, hate his brother, but yet when he get in his face, he loves his brother.
Mm.
But he's talking about him, scorning him.
Yeah.
Put him down. That's what Peter and Paul was talking about. They're going to put you down.
Yeah.
Luke today, the same thing. Going to discriminate you. But, oh, Lord, the day coming. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us.
Yeah.
That day coming, Brother Paul.
Yes.
They come. We're going to face it. We're going to face him. We better get ready. Jesus is coming. I know he's coming because he promised. He didn't tell me what day. He didn't tell me the time and hour. He said, I know no man knows the hour or the time I'm coming, but I'm coming. And when he comes and you ain't ready, you can't go back.
No.
You got to be packing your bags every day.
Man.
Keep them packed.
Yes.
Keep your lifestyle clean the best of your ability. If you have to go by yourself with Jesus Christ, just walk alone.
Yes.
Because Jesus, I'll walk with you. See, the world may turn their back on you, Brother William.
Yes,
but
sir.
Jesus Christ ain't going to do that.
He ain't
going to do that. I know he won't. See, I may have a lot of problems down here with folk, but I ain't got no problem with Jesus Christ as long as I stay faithful.
All right.
Hmm? I turn it over to you, Brother Parker.
Yes. Brother William, you on?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
God,
well, come on in. Light that fire down.
What the world needs now is the
name
of
the church
of God. People have this concept that the love of God is for coddling people in sin and error,
right,
trying to make them feel good about
well,
their undone and ungodly condition.
Right.
But the love of God is discipline. That's
Amen.
Why when Jesus comes back to judge the world, he's bringing the word of God to discipline or to punish evil men.
Amen.
Right
yeah.
now, the word of God is present. It is provided by means of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is written on pages that are inspired. The word of
Amen.
God, Spirit, it's alive. The word of God is inspired. It means God breathed.
Amen.
God breathed life into the word.
Amen.
Spiritual and eternal life for man in the word, so that when man receives it through faith and obeys it through faith, he receives eternal life and salvation.
Amen.
But men don't want that love of God. See, they don't want that grace. Grace
yes.
has appeared unto all men, teaches us that we must deny ungodliness and worldly lust and live soberly and righteously in this present world.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Parker, you mentioned how that we live in a society now that is
Amen.
Doing the exact opposite of what the grace of God teaches. Men are being led to believe that it's all right for men to marry and have sex with men, and women marry and have sex with women, and men and women live together in common law as like you do animals and breed and have sex and call it marriage. You know, the law of man is not the law of God.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Law of man is not the will of God.
Amen.
God instituted law. God
yeah.
instituted moral law for all men. Not it doesn't matter whether you are a member of the Church of Christ or not. Moral
yeah.
law is for all men.
Yeah.
Marriage is a moral law. God judges, and it's the one that determines what marriage is, not man. Man has
Amen.
Made up his marriage, But his marriage is not what God determines. So what we got now is we got a world, a society here in the United States and all around the world. We have societies that are endorsing immorality for law and saying because the law of man says so, it's all right. We in the society, we who claim to be children of God, we must remember and we must recall to memory what God's word says.
Yes.
Fornication, sexual immorality, adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism, bestiality, all of these forms of immorality are sin. Lying, cursing, killing, abusing ourselves with drugs and abusing our bodies and even neglecting. Do you know it's a sin to starve your body to death? To starve your body until you are sick unto death. There are people who are starving their bodies until they're so sick they're about to die. And they're not for the interdiction of man by its moral creed to arrest them and to restore and to give them nutrition, they will surely die. These things are not what the Holy Ghost teaches in the written word, the Holy Writ, the Holy Bible, or the book of the Lord. That's not what God is teaching. God doesn't desire that for any person. There is no godliness and no glory of God, no glory of Christ in any of that. The Bible tells us that we must believe and obey the truth. Only the truth can set us free from our sin. Man's goal, if he expects to go to heaven, is to become free from his sins. How can one from his sins? The gospel tells you that you must repent of your sin. That is, you must make up your mind to stop sinning. Doing everything that is against what God says. You got to give up homosexuality. You got to give up fornication. You got to give up lying and stealing. You got to give up false religion. False religion is the doctrine of the devil. There are doctrines of the devil. 1 Timothy chapter 4. They are doctrines of the devil. There's only one doctrine of Christ. There's 2 John verse 9 and 10. But there are doctrines of the devil, and the devil's doctrines are producing religious bodies, churches. They are different doctrines. Every one of them differs in one point or another. And so they have different names, and they have different faiths, and they have different obedience, and they have different rules because they are doctrines of the devil. But I'm going to tell you something. Billions of people are being deceived and believe that they are obeying God, worshiping God, and following the will of God while they are following the doctrines of the devil. Men are being taught the doctrines of the devil. Men are being taught to go and preach the doctrines of the devil. We have schools of theology that are teaching men the doctrines of the devil so that they can go out and got themselves DDs, Doctor of Divinity, all kind of degrees and so forth. To call themselves scholars and theologians and men of vast education and knowledge in the study of the Word of God, and they use these degrees to command men to obey whatever they see. Not so in the body of Christ. The ministers of Christ don't have degrees in theology to demand that people listen to them. All we have is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And every man wants to be saved must listen to it. The gospel is not my gospel. It's not my philosophy. It's not the mind of men. The gospel is the mind of God.
Amen.
And unless you are listening to and following the teaching from the mind of God, you are being led in false doctrine, in
Amen.
False. You have a false hope of eternal life, and you are headed for hell.
Yes.
The Bible says that the devil is deceiving men. He is the deceivable of all deceivableness, and he is deceiving men everywhere. He's
Amen.
Like a roaring lion.
Amen.
He's so dirty and low down with it. He acts like a lion that's hungry. He's just looking. He's going back and forth, to and fro, up and down
Amen.
In the air, trying to kill men, trying to kill their
yeah.
eternal soul, trying to kill their hope of eternal life in heaven. And you know what? He's not just dealing with men who are ungodly and in the world. He's going in and out and all through the church trying to do the same thing to the saints of God.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, people who are listening in radio land, my fellow brothers who are preaching the gospel, we must stand firm on the word of God.
Amen.
We must
Amen.
Teach it faithfully. We must teach it with vigor. We must teach it with confidence. We must teach it in the power of the faith of Jesus Christ. There is no other doctrine that one can follow and have the blessings and the grace of God in his life. John chapter 2 John verse 9 and 10 says that whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath no God. Do not have God in their life. God is not with you. God is the Holy Ghost is God. That's the presence of God in your life to protect, to lead, direct, and inspire that spirit man that has the faith to obey God. See, we walk by faith, not by sight. Flesh and blood has no inheritance, has no habitation in the spirit house of God, in the spirit
Amen.
Kingdom of God. Only the spirit man can be a resident of the kingdom of God, can be a member of a household of God, can be a member of the church of Christ, can be a son of God. The spirit man has to have faith. We have a spiritual mind by which we have faith. It is developing the mind's heart to believe in the word of God. And we develop that by hearing, by preaching, by teaching, by reading, by studying the word of God. Most people in religion are not reading or studying their Bible.
Yeah.
Most are not. They are simply listening to those who proclaim themselves to be spiritual preachers and teachers and leaders, and they are assuming that these men are always speaking the truth. The devil preachers are preachers, I'm going to tell you, they're in disguise. The devil has disguised himself.
Amen.
He is the author of deception. He can disguise himself to make you think that he's Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He has disguised his ministers. He has disguise his teachers to cause you who are ignorant of the truth to think that you are listening to the men of God. They appear to be just like the true ministers of Christ. Where's the test, ladies and gentlemen? We got to test every man's spirit. We're not talking about checking out his elastic knowledge, his of knowledge and ability and the philosophy of men and what kind of degrees he got and what college he went to and what, when, how many degrees he carried with him. We ought to test the teacher by what is written in the Word of God. And I tell the church all the time, if it's not written in the Word of God, it's not the truth. You do not have to believe it. You cannot trust it for your eternal life and salvation. But we have men today, you can tell them, hey, you can go to a church of your choice. That's not in the Bible.
Amen.
It's not the truth. You got men talking, telling folks, find you a Bible-believing church. Now that you are saved, go and find you a Bible-believing church and join that church. None of that is in the Bible.
Amen.
There is no such thing as being saved outside of the church that Jesus built. The church belonged to Christ. The church was established for the saved. The Lord automatically adds everyone who is saved to his church.
Amen.
You don't have to go and join a church nowhere. Acts 2:47, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. How are they being saved? Acts chapter 2, verse 41. They that gladly received his word. What word? The word of the gospel that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. They were baptized, and there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. What were they added to? The church. Who added them to the church? The Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord, God, and Savior of everyone who is a member of the church. He is the head of that church, which is his spiritual body. He is the head of that church, just like a man is the head of his wife.
Yes.
He is married to that church, and he is the Savior of that church. It is his church, but you got false teachers that look like gospel preachers telling folks they can be saved, and they're not even in a church.
Amen.
That is a lie. That's not the Bible. You got to tell them they can go join a church, and then you cannot join the New Testament church. Jesus said you must be born again.
Amen.
Every man was born into his family. There is nobody on earth who've been born from their father, born of their father, from their mother, who didn't have a family the moment they were born into the world. None of us ever had to go and find us a family and join that family in order to be a part of it. We are born in our family.
Yeah.
Jesus says you must be born into my family. God doesn't have any bastard children. God doesn't have any illegitimate children. God doesn't have any adopted children. All of God's children have been born into God's family through the obedience of faith according to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And they were automatically made members of the church of Christ by the Lord himself. So where is this philosophy? Go and join a church. There's no such a thing in the Word of God or the doctrine of Christ. And then you got these preachers, these same preachers. They're looking good. They sound good. They're quoting scriptures out of context. They're lying on the Word of God. And they're telling folks, you can join the church of your choice. Because all these churches that are claiming to be Christ are part of Christ, and they are all have salvation in them. They all belong to Christ. The Bible says no. Christ only built one church. And we're going to preach that gospel whether people want to hear it or not. Whether men believe it or not, it's still the truth. The truth will never change. The Word of God will never change. Whether you change or not, the word of God will never change. Man must change. God's not changing his mind. Man had better change his mind and obey God if you want God to save you for eternal life. That's what the world needs. We need the discipline of the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ. We need to obey the commandment of the Lord. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments.
Amen.
And his commandments are not grievous. It's not too hard. It's not impossible to do. It is very reasonable to obey the commandment of the Lord. The only time that something's too hard for us to do is when we make up our minds that we don't want to do it.
Amen.
If you make up your mind, if you repent in your heart and decide that you want to obey God, it's not too hard to obey God and do what he says. It's time, it's high time that the world know and understand that if we ever expect to make heaven our home, the church needs to know and understand that if you ever expect to make heaven your home, you're going to have to be submitted, you're going to have to be obedient, you're going to have to be faithful to the word of God. The word of God is God. It is power. It is dynamic.
Amen.
It is saving. It has saving power. The word of God, Hebrews 4 and 12, the word of God is powerful. It is alive. It is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes, Lord.
It is able to discern the very thoughts and intents of a man's heart. That's the mind.
Amen.
That's the blood part.
Amen.
That's the mind. See, God's word can penetrate, can open, can see into your mind.
Amen.
God knows whether you
Amen.
Intend to do right or not. God knows whether you will do all right or not. God knows what you're thinking about as you're thinking it. Before you finish your thought, God knows. And God knows whether you're going to do what he says, because he's judging the heart. God is judging the heart of every Christian right now. When judgment day comes, we don't need judging. We've already received our chastisement. We've already received our grace and mercy. We need to live under that grace and mercy with respect to it. We need to respect it. And we need to follow the word of God now. When judgment day comes, Church of Christ, it's going to be too late. The world don't have a chance. But you and I in Christ, you who are members of the Church of Christ worldwide, we have a chance. But we got to stay with the Lord. I pray, God, that my brethren will make it a commitment, a devotion, a faithful devotion to live daily for Jesus. Let
Amen.
Our light shine. Let those who are in sinful darkness know and see
Amen.
The way of the Lord. Everybody
Amen.
That's in sin don't want to be in sin. Somebody
yes.
wants to serve God. Somebody wants to come to the light of salvation. Somebody wants to obey. That's why
Amen.
We have a responsibility, brethren, preaching and ministering, brethren, to continue to preach the gospel everywhere
yes.
in the world that we can. Preach the gospel. If we preach it for 100 years and only 8 people obey, God is happy. Because
Amen.
God will save 8 if that's all who will obey him. God doesn't have to have a whole crowd of folk to obey him to be pleased. God is pleased
Amen.
With those who are faithful in obedience to him.
Amen.
God is displeased with the majority of men who reject him and who don't
Amen.
Do his will. And God says in Matthew 13:41 that he's going to send his holy angels forth when he comes again. They're going to
yeah.
take out
of the kingdom, all those who are living ungodly and unfaithfully and calling themselves Christians. He's going to take them out.
Amen.
They're going to be put with those who are already out, that is the world that is outside of the ark of salvation, the church, and they all going to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Amen.
It. Only the righteous will see God's face in peace.
Amen.
Only
Amen.
The faithful will receive the reward of the faithful. And Jesus is not going to make no mistake. He's not coming
Amen.
Here to decide. When the Bible says when he comes, his reward is with him to
Amen.
Be a every man according to his work.
Amen.
He's going to give us whatever we deserve, whether our works are good or
Amen.
Evil. God
Amen.
Is going to give us a reward or punishment.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brethren, you hear the gospel? Do you believe what the gospel teaches? Do you believe that God sacrificed his son as a man on the cross? His blood was shed so that we who are sinful men might have the right to eternal life through faith in Christ.
Amen.
Are you willing to change your life? And live as God would want
yes.
you to live. Are you willing to
yes.
confess your faith? Confess, in other words, profess Jesus Christ. I believe
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of my life. Are you willing to
Amen.
Let the world and other men know?
Amen.
Jesus say, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father in heaven. If you
Amen.
Deny me before men, I deny you before my Father in heaven. You got to be willing to make that confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
Amen.
God's Savior. And after that, you must submit your life, submit yourself in faith to water baptism and that for the removal of sin. The
Amen.
Water doesn't remove sin. The blood removes sin. But baptism is a burial. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Know ye not that as many of you as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. You must go into the death of Christ. That's where the blood of Christ is there for your cleansing. Therefore, we are buried with Christ by baptism into death. That just
Amen.
Like Christ was raised from the dead, even so we also are raised to walk in newness of life. That's
Amen.
What God said. God said you're dead in sin. You got to be buried with Christ, and you're going to be raised with him to die to sin no more.
Amen.
That's the question. Baptism is necessary. You can't be saved
yeah.
without being baptized into Christ. There is
Amen.
No salvation before one is baptized into Christ. You can't receive the Holy Ghost until after you are baptized into Christ. Peter
Amen.
Told the church in the beginning, and the same is true today. If you repent and are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the removal of your sins, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God
Amen.
Gives us his Holy Spirit. Because the only way you're going to get it is you got to obey the gospel and be baptized into Christ. You can't get it before you are saved. You can't be saved
Amen.
Before you are baptized according to the scripture. You can't
Amen.
Be added to the body of Christ until you are baptized. You can't join the church of Christ because we are baptized into the body of Christ.
Amen.
Chapter 12 and verse 13, which is the church of Christ. We become members of the spirit body of Christ. That is, our spirit man becomes a member of the spirit body of Christ. We make up the spiritual body of Christ. Christ is the head. We are the body. We are the church. And we are added to the spiritual family of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood, Acts 20:7-15, 1 Timothy 4:19, 1 Corinthians 12:27, 1 Corinthians 12:13. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the gospel. That's what this program is about. We're here to preach men the gospel. We're here to give you the answer to the problem of life. The Bible has everything that we need. In the Word of God, we have all things. 2 Peter chapter 1, we have all things that pertain to life and godliness in Christ.
Amen.
That's where the gospel. The gospel is God's power to save every man, to everyone that believeth and obeys the gospel. It is the power of God to save you for eternal life. Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 15, continuing through verse 17. God bless you. Pray that though there's somebody that will obey Christ. You have any questions, call us. Ask your question. For every Bible question, we guarantee a Bible answer. God bless you.
Amen.
Brother Parker, we turn it over to you to close us out.
Yes, we really appreciate tonight. This has been a wonderful night for us to spread the word of God and talk to you about the truth. And maybe you'll obey it before it's everlastingly too late for your life. We're going to bow in a word of prayer and give God the glory. Let us pray. Father God, we come humbly bowed before thee, asking you and thanking you that you've given us this day that was not promised. Because we know there are millions that did not see this day, Father. And thank you. We thank you for the Church of Christ, Father, that we can live the life, the most wonderful life you could ever live on planet Earth. Let us continue to preach and teach the doctrine of Christ. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus, Father. We pray for those who have heard the gospel that they may go to a church of Christ near them and obey and be buried in the water of grave of baptism and rise out there a new creation in Christ Jesus. Be with Brother Johnson, Brother Williams, be with Brother Parker, the fourth, and myself, Brother Parker Jr., Brother Horace Robbins, and all of those that are involved with this program, Father. Bless us to continue to be able to preach, teach, and set an example of what the Church of Christ is. These blessings and others we ask in Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
All faith. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Good night, Brother Parker, Brother Johnson.
Good night, Brother Williams, Brother Johnson.
All right.